Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. You're now tuned in to the Retro Rick Podcast. We in the building. I know I've been gone for a minute. I apologize. You know, I was a little busy. But yeah, man, we back in the building. Chilling, man. Ain't much going on. Went to the gym today. You know, every time I crack the mic and talk to my people, you know, I got to give y'all a gym update. So I've been consistently going to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Round of applause for that, man. Round of applause for me sticking to the gym. You know, I've been going every other day. And if I miss a day, I double up. And if I go and I feel like I ain't go hard enough, I'll double up. You know what I'm saying? So the gym been going good, man. Got a nice little docket for y'all today. A couple of things I want to come on here and share my opinion about. I was on Instagram earlier, right? And one of the malls in my area that I go to, they said this year they're going to allow customers to drink while they shop. And I'm just looking like, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. That sounds like a recipe for disaster. Like, who wanna drink and shop? You know what I'm saying? This is my favorite time of the year. Like, I can't wait to go Christmas shopping and do all that. We got our tree up. We put our tree up like 2 days ago. But I don't want to be around a bunch of drunk motherfuckers while they, you know what I'm saying? While they shopping and I don't want to be around that. You know, nothing against it. Do your thing. Do what you do. But I just don't know whose idea that was. Like, you want a bunch of motherfuckers in here drunk and spending money? Like, people going to get to arguing over shit. People going to be in the store fighting. All type of wildness is going to be going on, man. Like, why would you want customers? Like, I'm gonna let you know right now. If I owned a store or something like that, like, I don't want you in there drunk and trying to shop. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, you know? But for whatever reason, this mall said they're going to allow customers to drink while they shop. And I personally think that's a recipe for disaster. You know, it might be, might not be. We'll see. Who knows? You know, if I pop in there, you know, because it's one of the malls around here. I don't really go to that joint too much, but you know, Christmas time coming, man. I'll be like a ping pong machine. The ball in the ping pong machine, the little ball. I'll be like that, just bouncing all over the place. So who knows? I might have to slide through there. Hopefully it ain't too crazy. But yeah, man, then hold on. Get my phone here. Came across this too. I'm gonna read this joint, man. Where is it? I literally just saved it. I literally just saved it. And now it's gone. Why? Hold on. Let me pull this up, man. Okay. It says Cassie files a $30 million lawsuit against Diddy, accusing him of the R word and abuse. Now, I'm not going to say the R word because they be clipping channels. Now, allegedly, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is false, but my thing is this, man. Do good by people. You know what I'm saying? Do good by people. Treat people right, and you wouldn't have to worry about this type of stuff happening. You know, she's suing this man for $30 million. I'm not going to get into the article. She's accusing him of a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, I don't know what's true, what's not true. This is all allegedly. And all I can say is treat people right, man. Treat them right. Like, real talk. If you treat right people right and do right by people, you can sleep good at night because you ain't got no skeletons in your closet. You ain't got to worry about nothing coming back to haunt you or none of that. You know, just do right by people, man. Diddy having a tough year, man. You know, you got the battle with Ciroc. I don't know if he's still in that legal battle. He had that going on, you know. Then he had the Keefe D situation going on, where Keefe D was trying to implement him in the, allegedly, in the whole Tupac situation. Now he got this going on. This type of stuff right now in this climate, it don't matter who you with. People will fall back from you. Brands, deals, them niggas will fall back quick. So we gonna see how this play out for Diddy, man. But, you know, like I said, man, this is all alleged. I literally just seen this today, and it's just looking like, damn, you know, like I said, man, this ain't the type of headlines you want in the paper. You know, this ain't the type of, this is not the type of stuff you want to hear. You want your name associated with, you know, especially when you're dealing with multiple millions of dollars. You got all these business partners. This is a no-go. This is a no-go, you know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it's not true or whatever the case. But like I said, this is allegedly. And man, you know, if this goes down and Diddy starts to, you know, descend, this will be one of the biggest fall from graces in hip hop history. You know, like we've seen it happen a few times, but, you know, no one ever really thought it'll happen to Diddy, but it's not really looking too good, man. But like I said, this is allegedly, and we don't really know what's going on. I just seen it come on here and share my opinion. You know, like I said, man, this is a message for all, man. Just treat people right, man. You know what I'm saying? Just do good by people. It don't hurt you. Like, I don't understand why people feel the need to be grimy to people. You know what I'm saying? Do you know, weird shit to people, backbite people. You know, get over on people in business and shit like that, man. That shit come back around. So, like I said, we gonna see what's going on, but it ain't looking good, man. She filed a $30 million lawsuit against him. Who knows what type of evidence she got? Who knows what type of video, what type of pictures, what type of anything, man? This could get crazy. This could get crazy. Diddy, listen, this could possibly be one of the biggest fall from graces in hip hop history. Possibly. You know what I'm saying? Like, we seen it with Suge. You seen it. Suge was at the top of the top. Suge was at the top of the top. And now look, you know what I mean? So hopefully this is, like I said, again, this is allegedly, but hopefully it's not true. But I look at it like, man, yo, she's filing a $30 million lawsuit. And like I said, ain't no telling what type of proof she got. So we gonna keep our, we gonna stay tuned to the story. You know, I just wanted to come on here and share my opinion about that. Hold on, let me get back into my docket, man. Like I said, I'm live streaming this on YouTube right now, so I got the joint. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Because oh yeah, I'm gonna play this Noriega audio. I'm gonna play this Noriega audio, man. You know, my YouTubers, man, if y'all come across this video, y'all won't be able to hear this audio, but I'm gonna play it and then I'll speak on it.
Bless me. I love Jay-Z. He sat down with Gayle King. I get it. It's a great relationship. Dope. I have I'm a
Ace Gayle King is, guy. Is also Team Chappelle as well. She'd be around.
I'm a Dave, yeah. But what I would rather him sit with the People's Party.
Jay-Z.
Sit with Joe Budden's podcast or Drink Champs or $1 million worth of game? Of course. Mm-hmm. Because we're finally in the space of us owning our own everything.
Yeah.
And podcasts is help for that. God bless me. I love Jay-Z.
Okay, so that was Noriega, right? And he's basically saying that he was a little disappointed in Jay-Z for doing the Gayle King interview. Now, I see 50-50, right? I see a lot of people saying, you know, Jay-Z's too big for hip-hop or Jay-Z outgrew hip-hop. And that's something that, me personally, I disagree with. I don't really like when people say that because Jay-Z wouldn't be Jay-Z without hip-hop. You know, I don't like when people minimize hip hop like it's just some whatever type of thing. You know, because hip-hop is what got Jay-Z to be a billionaire. Right? No matter whatever his street rep was not going to bring him to $1 billion. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So, in the street, he was not going to make a billion. He started making music. Music was brought to him to a billion. I don't like when people say, yo, Jay-Z is too big. He's bigger than hip-hop. I don't think nobody's bigger than hip-hop if you started in hip-hop, because hip-hop is the reason we know who Jay-Z is, right? Now, we all know Jay-Z's backstory, right? Jay-Z, he did what he did in the street. Whatever he was doing in the street was not going to make him $1 billion. So, in my opinion, I don't think Jay-Z is too big for hip-hop, you know? So Noriega is basically saying like he was a little disappointed that he went and sat with Gayle King. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they was in the Brooklyn Museum where he has the Jay-Z exhibit. And, you know, I'm not knocking that. But like I said, I'm seeing 50-50. Me personally, I understand Nori and I do kind of agree with Nori, right? Because for the longest, I've been saying like, yo, it'll be dope to see Jay-Z do Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, if I can have my choice and say what podcast I would like to see him on, first I'm gonna say this, the Retro Rick podcast, of course. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say this podcast, but I would like to see him, you know, sit with Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying? I seen one dude in the comments say, oh, why would he go on Drink Champ so he can drink and smoke? He's not a kid. Yo, just because you go on Drink Champ, if you don't smoke, you don't gotta smoke or drink. You know, like, you don't have to do that. I do feel like I understand why Jay-Z does what he does, but at the same time, the way hip hop is, like the way the podcasting is in the urban community, in the hip hop community, you know, a lot of kids listen to podcasts, right? Jay-Z is a voice that a lot of people look up to, right? And it's not really, honestly, it's not even just Jay-Z. I think a lot of people should do podcasts more, you know? A lot of these dudes got a lot of people looking up to them, you know? But what I was going to say about Jay-Z is, like, a lot of your peers, you know, do have successful podcasts, you know, and there was a point in time where y'all hung out. So it's not like you don't know these people, you know. And I feel like the same, if you're going to do a Gayle King, then do a Joe Budden podcast, do a Drink Champs podcast. If you're going to do Gayle King, do something in the hip hop community too, right? Now, again, he's Jay-Z. He's a billionaire. He going to do what he do. But, again, man, if you came into hip-hop, listen, I've been a hip-hop head since 1992. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm a hip-hop head since 1992. If you came into hip-hop, you should never be too big for hip-hop. Never. Never. That should be your identity. Because if you stand strong on that, then you're just making the culture of hip hop that much more stronger. You dig? If you get to the point where it's like you shun off hip hop, the rest of the world is going to look to that point of shunning off hip hop. We already damn near lost the culture. Hip hop is in a fucking terrible place right now. Hip hop is in a fucking terrible place right now. You know, and people like me who grew up with cassettes, who grew up reading the back of the fucking CD cases and the cassettes, you know what I'm saying? Reading, yo, who wrote this? Who produced it? What studio was it recorded? Reading the shout outs. Like, I come from that era. Double XL, Source magazines, Word Up magazines, Right On. I come from that era. You understand? I grew up in the golden era of this shit. So, I seen the Jay-Z that this new era, y'all don't know that Jay-Z. I seen the backstage. Y'all don't even know backstage exists, a lot of you. And if you don't know, go watch backstage. Jay-Z is hip hop, and I'm not saying he don't do nothing for hip hop. I'm not saying he's not, you know, in the culture, but what I'm saying is it won't hurt to just go holler at some people, man. You know, not Ellie. Like, go holler at your peers, man. Because at one point in time, y'all was peers. There's plenty of videos of you hanging out, doing your thing, whatever the case. Go chop it up with your peers. And you, Jay-Z, you can have the interview. Yo, you could tell niggas, like, look, I'ma pull up, but I ain't really trying to have too many random niggas around. We ain't trying to get crazy. Let's have an ill conversation. Like, you could set the tone, my nigga. You, Jay-Z, you're gonna set the tone. But you don't have to just avoid all the hip-hop shit, my nigga. Because at the end of the day, you are hip-hop. And everybody, whether you like to think so or not, everybody contributed. What the fuck? Everybody contributed to your success. I done bought Jay-Z albums. I done bought Rockaway. You understand? Everybody that bought a Jay-Z album, a ticket, liquor, anything that has to do with Jay-Z, anybody who's ever purchased that, helped him become to the status that he's at now, right? So, come holla at us. Come holla at us, my nigga. Come holla at us. That's all I'm saying. Come holla at us. You know what I'm saying? Come holla at us, man. I would like you. You are who you are. Nothing is going to change that. Nothing is going to change that. So you coming and talking to Drink Champs or coming on the Retro Rick podcast is not going to stop you from being able to go to Gayle King and talk to all these other people. You, Jay-Z, you're a multi-billionaire. They're going to want to talk to you regardless. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like a lot of the youth is tapping in to the black podcast and the urban media, you know? And if you ever want to get a message to them, they not watching Gayle King. They watching Drink Champs, though. You know, they watching, you know, the Joe Budden podcast. They watching My Expert Opinion, Drink Champs, things like that. They're watching these podcasts. So if you ever wanted to get a message, you could go and talk there and speak to your people directly. Because the people that's watching, you know, Gayle King and all that, them ain't the ones that was gonna sell out your show. You know what I'm saying? Like, them, that's a whole different type of demographic. The people that's gonna sell out your shows when you drop and do a show, the people that's gonna sell out them shows is the people that been rocking with you since 91, since 98. Like, you understand what I'm saying? But yeah, that's my little take on that, man. Let's go into this again. YouTube, y'all might not hear this, but I'm gonna let y'all know what it is.
I want to get rid of the unions. SAG has done nothing. Check this out. I made $12,000 for doing Hustle and Flow. And then on top of it, what Paramount did, instead of putting my name as Terrence Howard performing the songs, right, they put performed by DJ. Well, they own DJ. So guess what? The performance royalties went to Paramount. They went,
wait a so minute. They didn't go to Terrence Howard. They went to
$12,000.
What I did was I just played a clip of Terrence Howard, right? And he's talking about the movie Hustle and Flow. Now, Hustle and Flow holds a special place in my heart because that's the first movie that me and my wife ever went to see together. Right? That's back in 05. Me and my wife been together since 2005. Now, Terrence Howard was a star of the movie, played a character named DJ. He said for that movie, he got paid $12,000. Okay? That movie did pretty well. There was a song in that movie that he performed as DJ, Hard Out Here for a Pimp, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think 3-6 Mafia wrote and produced that joint. Terrence Howard performed it. You know, that was his character. His character was a pimp that was trying to be a rapper. And the song's like, it's hard out here for a pimp. We ain't got to pay the money for the rent. Now, like I said, this is the first movie me and my wife went to. I remember when they was coming up with the beat, and they was like, whoop that, whoop that. I was in the spot like, oh, these niggas is ill. Like, it gave you a feeling, right? So they said that they paid them $12,000, and then they had them performing it as DJ. So Terrence Howard, it's not Terrence Howard. So he's not getting no royalties, no nothing. So anytime that shit gets played or whatever the case, being that it's played, it's titled and listed under the name of DJ, which is the character that they own, he don't get nothing. Now, my thing is this. I do think that, you know, Hollywood should pay these people, right? Of course, like I said, he said, yo, I took it, whatever the case, they paid him $12,000. There's a lot of people. That's why me personally, I'd rather the money. Y'all can have the fame. Just give me the money. You know, that's why I'm trying to do stuff like this, which is grow my podcast, right? The Retro Rick podcast. Like, I want to grow and own my own shit. Because too many of these Hollywood, like, anything that you don't own, like, again, you see these Hollywood people, they be getting checks, and the check be like 13 cents. You know what I mean? $1.95. Just getting random royalty checks. Should be like, you know, $2.13. 66 cents. $1.03. Like, it's like, my nigga, what are we going to do with this? Right? You got streaming now. Right? Like, nobody, yo, people are streaming shit. Nobody really has cable. It's just like the music. Nobody's going to buy your album. People are just streaming it. So what's a stream worth? What's a stream in the movie world worth? Right? That, I'm sure they made millions of dollars off that movie, yo. That movie might have been a number one movie. I don't know. I don't really want to look it up right now. But that movie might have went number one. I know for a fact that they made millions of dollars off that movie. I know that for a fact. They had to make millions of dollars off that movie. And to make millions of dollars off that movie and pay Terrence Howard $12,000. And then he don't even get no royalties from the song. Because the song is by an artist named, a fictional fucking artist named DJ. Oh, nah. But he said he's suing. And he wants back catalog. So I respect it. You know what I'm saying? I respect it. I'll be out to get my bread too. Fuck that. These motherfucking, like, yo, I'm telling you, man, we gotta get a grip on this shit, man. Look at the movies. Like, they not even making movies no more. They ain't doing shit, man. They ain't making dope music. They ain't making movies. None of this shit, man. This shit all is this fucking shit show, man. It's all a shit show, yo. Word. What else? I kind of jumped into that Terrence Howard topic quick, right? I ain't even really do no transition into that shit, man. But yeah, we still in it though. Another thing I wanted to discuss, man, Joel Santana. Let me play this clip from Cameron.
Like, Juelz is on 200 mixtapes.
He got bangers.
Like,
no, I'm not going to lie. When I first heard Juelz rap, I was like, yo. Because at that time, I wasn't speaking
this
to Kill.
This is Cameron. So I was like, yo, talking about Juelz Santana.
He got one.
Yeah, like that.
Like, Juelz could have really been like, he could have been Hov level.
Real talk, he had it. And he had it at a young age. He like, he could have been the leader of everything that's going on outside right now. He could have been all these young father, uncle, whatever you want to call this it. Like, that's how much.
This is Cameron.
The chicks like them. He could rap. Santana. He was fly. He had every element that you needed to be that.
Yeah, he had the real wittiness to be like one of those special rappers.
Right, exactly.
We stopped him.
Right.
You was there, I wasn't.
Well, I'm going to be totally honest with you. To me, Juelz, I wouldn't say poor work ethic, but I'm just not sure why. Juelz will sit there with 300 songs on his hard drive and won't put it out. If you follow Juelz now on his Instagram, I haven't spoken to Juelz in a while, but he'll tell you next month, So-and-so is coming out next month. So-and-so is coming out next month. So-and-so, it doesn't come out. If you think about it, he wanted to get out his deal with me. He's like, I'm not putting out no music till I get out the deal with Kim, and then I'll put my album out. And he bought the deal since 2008. So I know he put little mixtapes out here and there, but he hasn't put out like a real project. So I'm not going to say he doesn't have great work ethic. I don't know what it is once he got the songs done, why they don't come out. I speak to his brother all the time.
Most artists do that.
And he's sitting there with 800 songs in a hard drive. So I have no idea.
All right. So that was Cam'ron. And he was saying, you know, Joel Santana had the potential to be, you know, the biggest rapper in the game. And he doesn't want to say that he doesn't have a good work ethic, but he's saying that, you know, he likes to record and not put the music out. If I was Joel Santana, right, what I would do is, what I think happens with Joel Santana is Joel Santana comes from a different time in music, right? He came from a time where, you know, when they was running around, they was really at the top of their game. They was moving units and things like that. So I think, and again, this is just my speculations. I don't know Joel Santana. I'm just saying what I think. I think that he doesn't want to drop an official project and not do no numbers because of, you know, what he's done in the past. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, he actually sold a lot of records, whatever the case. So he don't want to come out and do, you know, 10,000 units or some shit like that, and he's Joel Santana. I think that's what the problem is. But what I would say is, if I was Joel Santana, what I would do is I would hire, and I'm not, and again, I'm not saying that he doesn't have this shit. This is just what I would do if I was Joel Santana. First of all, I say fuck the numbers, right? Because we all know that numbers in music, it don't mean nothing. People buy music, you know, they got streaming farms, whatever. We don't care about the numbers. You got to get that out your head. You're not going to be the Joel Santana of 2005 in 2023. You're from a different era. You know what I'm saying? You've been in the game for mad years. You're a veteran, all that. Legendary group, got classics under y'all belt. You already solidified in the music, right? What I would do if I was Joel Santana, I would hire a good manager. I would hire a good publicist. And I would hire a good A&R. And then I'm off to the races. I will build me a website, right? And I'm going straight to consumer. I'm going direct consumer. I might not even fuck with the streaming platforms. You know what I'm saying? I might not even fuck with. Matter of fact, I'm Joel Santana. I'll fuck with the streaming platforms, but I'll go direct to consumer too. And I would drop once a month. Or let me say, I say every other month if I was him. I would drop every other month. I will build that relationship with my fans. Like, yo, look, every other month I'm dropping. Every other month I'm gonna give y'all merch and music every other month. And then on my off months I'll do shows. Right? Because your time of being a superstar and all that, you already, like I said, you got all the relationships. So I'm sure you could get whatever feature he want, you know. And I've seen videos where Joel Santana will say, yo, I'm about to drop. But it's been years. I could look up. Let's look up the last time Joel Santana dropped a project. Let's see here. Joel's last project was in 2020. And that was the Free Santana joint. And that was like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't fully put together type shit. You know what I mean? That was in 2020. And that was like some old songs. If I'm not mistaken, he might have been locked up at the time or just getting out one. But it had like half of songs on it and all that type of shit. So we're not even fully counting that. And that was 4 years ago, right? Just drop some music. You are Joel Santana. You are like you already solidified. You could get any feature. I follow him on Instagram. He's always in the studio with somebody. He's always making music, but the music never come out. If you don't want to come out and feel like, yo, I'm going to drop this project, and you feel like your number's going to be low, then go direct to consumer. You know what I'm saying? Go build the website. Yo, Juelz.com. You want the joints, you're going to come over here. You know what I'm saying? You're going to eat regardless. You're big enough to have a fan base. You know, look what Banks is doing. Banks is over here dropping merch. He dropping music. Like, niggas is getting to it. And niggas want to hear some new Juelz Santana music. So what's the hold up in the music, my nigga? Just drop the music. Don't worry about the outside noise. Don't worry about how many streams you're going to get. Don't worry about how much numbers you're going to do. That shit doesn't affect you, man. You know? That shit doesn't affect you. I don't know if he's indie right now, but yo, man, get a label, drop on your own label, and get to it. Now, again, this is just me speaking what I would do. He might be doing all this shit. I do follow him. I know he got shit going on. He got the weed shit. He got merch. He got shit. I understand that. I'm just saying, like, how I would get the ball rolling and what I would do. And I would just repeat it. I would just feed my fans. Because in 2024, 2025, and moving forward, it's gonna come down to feeding your fans, man. You know, building your community. You know, that's what it's gonna come down to. Ain't nobody sitting around trying to be no big superstar. You know, you got to think about it. For 4,000, for a million streams, right? For 1 million streams, if I'm not mistaken, Spotify pays you like $3,000 or something like that. Something like that. 4,000, I don't know. It's a couple of thousand dollars, right? For a million streams, you'll get less than $3,000. If I'm not mistaken, I don't want to look it up. I'll try and do a quick look up. Hold on 1 second. How much is 1 million streams here? Let's see. Okay. Okay, on Spotify, if you get, it says here on Spotify, right, for 1 million streams, for 1 million streams, that means somebody got to go listen to your song 1 million times and for you to make $4,000, right? 1 million times for you to make $4,000. Now, let's say... let's say you can be, now again, I'm going to say this again, for, and this is just Spotify, for 1 million streams, right? That means a motherfucker got to sit there and play your song a million times just for you to make $4,000. Or you could say, you know what, check it out, come to my website, buy directly from me for $10. And let's say he sells 3,000. That's 30,000 a month you can make. Juelz Santana has a fan base big enough to where as he drops albums on his website, I'm sure he can sell 3,000 units at $10 a pop. That's 30,000 a month. And if you go put it on a streaming platform and get a million listens on your shit, you get 4,000. So why not go direct to consumer? You ain't got to worry about no numbers. You ain't got to worry about none of that. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. And that's a low. That's low. That's low. Because if he do 5,000, that's 50,000 a month. Right? So, and you could get, like I said, you Juelz Santana, you can get whatever features you want. I don't understand it personally. I hope he do drop some new music soon. Because It's been a while. And I like Juelz. I wanna hear what he got to say. I wanna hear what he's talking about. Before I get out of here, new music. Okay, so the time now is 11:12 at night. All right, Drake announced that he's dropping Scary Hours 3 at midnight. Give it up for Drake. I'ma listen. I ain't running to it like everybody else, you know. Like I said, I'm a Drake fan, but I'm a fan of Drake when he rapping. So I'm a definitely check it out, but I'm not doing backflips like I'm seeing some people online doing. Like, I'm cool. I ain't really on it like that. Now, if he on there talking crazy and it's some rapping shit, then all right, let's go. Let's get to it. But I'm more looking forward to the AZ album. AZ is one of my favorite rappers. He got an album dropping December 1st. New album, so give it up for AZ. I'ma probably play my favorite joint off of there when he drop. And then another one of my favorite rappers, Kevin Gates, he's dropping the album on December 1st. So, you know, that's what I'm on. But again, like I said, I'ma check out this Drake shit. I'ma check it out. You know what? Oh, T Grizzly dropped. I like T Grizzly. Shout out to T Grizzly. T Grizzly joins fire. T Grizzly be talking, man. He be talking. He be talking. I give him that. He be talking. But yeah, man, I think that's the episode for today, man. You know, I just wanted to come on here and chop it up. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm working some things out. Getting some things together for the podcast, man. So I definitely appreciate y'all for tapping in with me. I'm gone.